Welcome back to the Raiders Report. I'm your host, JT. Last Sunday, the Raiders welcomed home Hall of Fame running back Marcus Allen. It was obviously a very emotional day for him, and I was honored to have the opportunity to sit down with him.
Take the fans through what the experience was like lighting the torch. You got such a positive feedback. The momentum was great coming into the game.
It was great. I was thrilled. When Mark asked me, I didn't hesitate to say yes. I was excited about the opportunity. My hope was that this would be a great day for everyone, fans, the Raiders, myself. And I played 11 years here, and I always wanted to retire here. It didn't happen. But yet, that still does not in any way tarnish my being here. I mean, I felt like I was a part of the fabric of the Raiders. And for 11 years, I had the greatest time here, the greatest relationship with fans and players and stuff like that. And it's only natural that I'm here.
Talk about the relationship with Mark.
Well, we always had a friendship. I've always had a great camaraderie with him. Obviously, I don't know if you know the story, that Cliff Branch and I are related, so we're cousins. Those two are close, so we've always been close. And I didn't know it at the time. He was my cousin, but three of us used to hang out.
Take us through your early career when you finally knew you were going to be a Raider, from winning the Heisman Trophy. Walk us through that process of becoming a Raider. How'd you get that phone call? What was that like?
Well, it was a strange phone call. I got a call before the Raider phone call from the Houston Oilers. They asked me, would I like to block for Earl Campbell? And I said, hopefully we can block for each other. That was my answer. A few minutes later, I got a phone call from the Raiders, and all they asked me was, how much do you weigh? And the next thing I know, I was drafted by the Raiders. And yeah, I couldn't be more happy. I was born in San Diego, so I grew up a San Diego Charger fan first, and then obviously I saw the rivalry between the two teams, and the Raiders always had this, you know, this great mystique and this legend about them and stuff, and then obviously watching them over the years and the Super Bowls that they've won, and to be a part of that was obviously something that I cherished.
What did it mean to you to put on the silver and black in your career?
Well, it meant something special. I mean, you had to uphold a standard. There was a legacy that was left, you know, and you wanted to grab that baton and perpetuate that legacy. I think that was really key for me because they had so many great players. I mean, the tradition here, the Hall of Famers, the great games, you know, their mark in the National Football League. To me, it's like, I mean, if the Raiders aren't in the conversation, you know, the league's not doing well, in my opinion. So even though I played in Kansas City for 5 years, everybody sees me as a guy who wore the silver and black jersey.